If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.
Coming up on 9/11, happening at 10 o'clock, actually, Clay County Law Enforcement Torch Run starts at 10 at the Publix on US 17 and Hibernia Road. We've seen the law enforcement torch runs throughout the course of the last, week plus or so. Torch Run raises awareness and funds for the Special Olympics movement. It'll be a little bit on the toasty side, I think, for a run, but best to do it before we get into the heating of the day. We're now well above average, it looks like, into the weekend. Our weekend weather spotlight now with First Alert meteorologist Corey Simon. All this week, it's been mild, but we've noticed the humidity kind of seeping in. It hasn't been this like big abrupt thing, but it's just kind of been slowly building through the week, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit. And I mean, really, today was pretty nice when I stepped out the door earlier this morning. We were in the...
When do you get up, by the way, in the morning when you have to come in?
I get up at 1.
1, okay. I'm 1:55, so...
Yep, I got to eat a big breakfast before I come in. Anyway, so when I walked out the door around 2, it felt a touch cool, and I was like, ooh, I love this. So the cooler it is in the morning, or at least the chances are the less humid it's going to be later in the day. But I've kind of noticed that, especially the last couple of days. It started to feel a little bit humid into the afternoon. We've also had an onshore wind that's going to cool things a little bit at the beach and just kind of bring some of that maritime or, you know, ocean moisture, especially toward the beaches and near I-95. So it may start feeling a little humid again, especially next week. But next week is just going to be hot.
Like, how hot? I heard you mentioning this on Action News Jax this morning. Like, it's sounding really uncomfortable.
Yeah, like low to mid-90s. There are some of the forecast scenarios that I've looked at earlier this morning that have us as hot as about 95 to 96. I don't think we get there. We'll see if we get there, but that's just... That's one of the scenarios.
Wow. Would that be record highs?
What the records are right around, I looked at this too, they're between about 94 and 98. Okay. So a lot of the days, we aren't quite to the records. But we'll be close. We definitely will be close.
So our average right around this time of the year is low 80s, right? So that would be well above the average high.
Yeah, I think it's 84 degrees is our average high today. So we're talking 10 maybe between 10 and 15 degrees above average.
It's been relatively dry, except for, like, we saw a bubble-up thunderstorm yesterday just south of downtown, moved near the Buckman, and then petered out. I was like, the clouds by me were, like, dark. I'm like, here it comes. I can finally give the irrigation system a break. No.
Yeah.
Just didn't happen. So we've been dry. Are we going to get much in the way of rain this weekend?
Unfortunately, no. The best shot at rain is going to be tomorrow, and it's going to be well to the north and west of Jacksonville up into southeast Georgia. There may be some thunderstorms, but all the trends I've seen are the thunderstorms move into Georgia, and then they just kind of peter out after sunset. So I would not expect much, especially near I-95 out to the beaches. That goes for both Saturday and Sunday. The best shot of rain is going to be inland out toward McClenny and even west of there. So
if you're holding plans to be like out at the beach, the Isle of Eight Flags Shrimp Festival, are you a big shrimp guy?
Oh, I'm not a shrimp guy, but I'm a shrimp festival guy. And unfortunately, this year is the first year I'm not going. But people watching? Yeah.
That's a different kind of people watching there for the beach, isn't it?
It's such a fun event. We've had an Action News Jax tent there each year, and it's a ton of fun.
Yeah. With two big outdoor events and two nights of it, Luke Combs tonight and again tomorrow night at the stadium. Going to be warm, and he doesn't take the stage until probably after 7 o'clock. It all starts at 5:45, but they're opening up for a tailgate as early as the afternoon. So warm early, but through the night, not terribly uncomfortable.
Yeah, basically right on the nose there. We'll be in the mid-80s. Late this evening, you know, we're talking about things you can go in before sunset, but we'll be in the mid-80s, easing down into the 70s, so it should be really nice. And then the same goes tomorrow.
Okay, and then Saturday is May the 4th. Are you going to be celebrating?
I mean, I love Star Wars.
I know you do.
I love May the 4th, so yeah. I need a tie. I don't have a Star Wars tie.
You don't?
Yeah.
Someone get this man a Star Wars tie already. You're on TV tomorrow. You need to be wearing one.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Or go shopping today. We'll have to get one. And then Sunday, you can wear your guacamole tie, perhaps, on TV for Cinco de Mayo.
Duval de Mayo.
Duval de Mayo.
Let's go.
That looks like fun.
It
That's
looks
at
great.
Noon under the right
under
where
the bridge.
Yeah, under the bridge where the Fuller Warren under the Fuller Warren where the Riverside Arts Market is every Saturday, and that will at least protect us from the heating of the day and the sunshine.
So much going on this weekend. It is going to be hot each afternoon. It looks like we're going to get a break from the rain. That's good for the outdoor stuff, but you know we need the rain, so it's not great there.
Are we like on the drought side of things right now? Or it feels like it's dry, but I'm not seeing the grass turn all brown and scrunchy.
Yeah, not quite. And Chief Mike Burrish actually just showed that this morning. So drought conditions we're actually see pop up down in Central and South Florida, but not here. So okay. We aren't quite there yet. It dries out so fast this time of year. I guess I wouldn't be surprised if we saw that if we go another 1 to 2 weeks without measurable rain, and that's what it looks like.
And that's putting us right at the peak of our fire season. I haven't seen much in the way of any fire activity, specifically in Northeast Florida, but not even like in Central and South Florida.
I've just seen a few prescribed burns here and there the last few weeks. Okay. That's about it. We did have a brush fire. I think that was
a week and a half ago.
JTB.
Yeah, that's right.
Last week. But it was contained. I don't believe it did any damage. Mm-hmm. So, so far things have been okay, but it does look pretty dry the next 7 to 10 days.
You mentioned Chief Mike. We call him Grandpappy now. And you're your Uncle Corey because Garrett went and had a baby finally.
Baby Camden finally here. Shout out to Tanya. So excited. So glad to see him.
They are set to go home from the hospital. So baby Biedenbaugh, Camden Biedenbaugh, Bieden baby, is going to be headed home from the hospital this coming weekend. Look forward to it. All right, enjoy the weekend.
Love you, Garrett and Tanya.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing them. And we've already seen the photos on TV, just a little peanut. He's a big peanut, though.
Little cutie.
Yeah, I love it. Disney's Frozen the Musical is this weekend. We've got, oh my gosh, We Owe Them One's comedy at the arena, the 95ers. If you're into basketball, the symphony has some phenomenal Turtle Island Quartet and jazz music this weekend. Duval de Mayo. It is a jam-packed weekend. Head to WOKV.com for the full spotlight on the weekend. And make sure you're watching Action News Jax this morning and throughout the weekend for the updated First Alert forecast. We'll see Corey Sima and Trevor Gibbs on TV this weekend. And we'll see whether or not you get that Star Wars tie today. I'll be watching tomorrow.
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you, sir. Jacksonville's morning news continues at 9:18.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.